and we're here with Gwenda Young and Dan O'Connell. Dan O'Connell is a practitioner in residence in film in UCC, and Gwenda is a lecturer in the Department of Film and Screen Media in UCC. So, absolute experts. we're talking about the movie Memories, and it's going to be on Friday in the Regal and Saturday in the Mall Arts Centre, but they're going to be slightly different. So, if one of you'd like to tell us about Friday and then Saturday, that's the 9th and 10th of November.
Okay, so I'll talk about Friday then. So Friday we're just going to have a screening of our film that we've made. So we've made a documentary on rural cinemas and the effect of rural cinemas in Cork in particular. And we're going to screen that in the Regal at 1:30 on Friday. All are welcome. It's a free event, and it's a 40-minute long documentary, and y'all is heavily featured in the documentary. In particular, Horgan Cinema and the Regal Cinema. We touch on both of those. And then we'll have a cocktail reception afterwards as well, so all are welcome to that too.
Very nice, very nice. And 1:30 in the day, quite early for cocktails, but never mind.
Never too early for cocktails.
Exactly.
We're living like movie stars, yeah, you see.
So full tuxedo and everything.
Oh yeah, we expect evening dress here. Everybody has to dress up.
And wear something warm under it, because it's got cold. Now, Gwenda, would you like to tell us what's happening in the Mall Arts Centre on Saturday?
Okay, so after we have screened our documentary, on the following day, on Saturday, in the Mall Arts Centre, we are going to have a Movie Memories Day, and we're asking everybody in y'all to turn up. What we're going to do is we're going to screen some of the footage that we've shot that didn't make it into the documentary, and extra footage, but we're also going to have a pop-up memory booth, which is like a little pop-up cinema, and we're going to invite everybody in to share their memories of cinema. So you can just spend a few minutes recording some memory that you have of cinema. You can also write about your memory of cinema. We'll have a little memory box that you can deposit your memories in. And we're also, in collaboration with Michael Hussey of Yall, we're going to have a small exhibition in relation to cinema in Yall. So we'd invite everybody to come out and have a look at our exhibition, and also come and share our memory. And we'll also be screening at some point during the day. We'll screen the documentary again. And we're also delighted to be able to screen Michael Hussey's documentary Flickering Ireland, which is about entertainment in Yall and the cinema and parks and so on.
Yeah, it's Yall specific, Michael's film,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And he did it when he was, is he still a student there?
Or he's just graduated.
That was his grad film. We had it here on Heritage Night, and it was fantastic. Now, the Saturday event in Mall Arts Centre is at noon.
We're starting at noon, yeah, and we're going to have it just for the afternoon. And,
okay.
Just get everybody in, and hopefully just pop by at any time during the day.
And it's a free event?
Everything is free.
Fantastic, fantastic. And this little booth, so you sit in and you're, if you like, you're filmed speaking your memories.
Yes.
So you're talking to a little camera lens or something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds
great. It's going back to kind of the early days of cinema, and when sometimes it wasn't really a designated built cinema, that sometimes it was kind of more like a pop-up event that you had in little villages. And in our documentary, we talk to people who remember the travelling cinemas and the cinemas that were associated with circuses and so on. So we're kind of trying to evoke that a little bit. And we'd love to have people come and share memories, every age group, you know, from, you know, films that you saw last year to films that you saw maybe in the 40s or 50s. Everything is of interest to us.
Yeah, I mean, and certainly evoking the past and the early years, the refurbished Regal is just beautiful.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely fabulous.
It's a very apt venue for us as well.
So with regard to making your movie memories, who filmed, who edited, how did you split it up between yourselves, Gwenda and Dan?
Well, I suppose you could say Gwenda wrote it and kind of did all the research and found the participants and kind of organised everything, and then I filmed the interviews and lit the interviews and then edited the interviews. But we kind of edited together as well, so I would do a broad edit.
Yeah.
And then
Gwenda and I would sit,
A rough cut, yeah. And so Gwenda and I would sit down and discuss it, and we'd think about it, ponder it, and then we'd come up with kind of a way of bridging certain gaps and things
like that. Yeah, because editing's kind of complex, isn't it? You know, we take it for granted when we watch a film. It'll jump forward in time, it'll jump back in time, and then just by little certain effects, you know that somebody's maybe dreaming or thinking or it's not reality or whatever. But when you film it, it's all one big, long chronological line, maybe. Well, this is my understanding. And then you've got to change it around when you're editing. It's a huge skill.
Well, we interviewed about, I think, 40 people. And this was in interviews in Yall, interviews in Kanturk, Skull, Bantry, Macroom, all of these different places around the county. So we had a lot of footage. Great footage, but, you know, we had to try to come up with something that was coherent.
I think we had like 40 hours worth of footage that we edited down to a 35 to 40 minute long.
So every hour became a minute. That's severe editing. That's tough
and,
going.
And we were very blessed, though, because, I mean, obviously we're having this premiere in Yall in the Regal, which is fantastic. It's the most wonderful cinema. It's beautifully refurbished. But we also had access when we were filming to the Cozy Cinema in Kanturk, which is actually now closed, but it was a very wonderful space to film in because it's kind of, it's evocative of a bygone era. And so a lot of our footage is interviews, obviously, but it's also then kind of moments in the cinema and, you know, landscape shots and outsides of cinemas and trying to capture a sense of the past and how strong cinema was within within towns and villages and rural communities, how important it was.
Yeah, I was going to say that your film is strictly about this county, Cork. Mm-hmm. And would it be fair to say that Cork was average or above average from the number of cinemas of all sorts during the early days?
I would say for rural cinemas, because of the scale of Cork County, it probably has an abundance of rural cinema over other counties in Ireland.
But yeah, and when we say rural cinema, we don't necessarily always mean, you know, a custom-made cinema. A lot of it's to do with village halls, it's to do with pop-up cinemas, you know, sideshows and so on. So nearly every, we were kind of surprised, I think, of how much there was of cinema in rural Cork. In really rural parts of Cork, there still was some sort of access to movies, especially in the 40s and 50s and early 60s, where there wouldn't have been so much kind of competition in terms of entertainment. It's obviously a big county, so there would have been quite a lot of cinemas. I mean, you know, if you look at the town the size of Yall, to have two cinemas there is amazing.
Phenomenal.
And Cove as well. Cove, you know, would have been a pretty booming town, you know, in the 40s, you know, in the 50s. So they did have, from the 20s onwards, Cove had about three cinemas in operation, now, they would have come and gone a little. Some of them also did other things. They didn't just do, you know, for example, in Bantry, the cinema there would have done a lot of live entertainment as well, you know, and that was kind of standard. So, it was the days before television, the internet, so people needed a venue to go to.
And it was very sociable, was it? Or it was, because cinema going isn't very sociable now, is it?
It's less.
Some of the early, when I was doing research on this, some of the early cinema, people used to go there to be part of a community, to socialise, to talk while the film was actually happening on screen. They would have chats and they would be part of a club and they would regularly meet up. And that's kind of something that kind of fizzled away and became all about the movies. But there's been a kind of a resurgence lately in the last 10 years of trying to get back to that kind of social aspect of cinema and it not always being about the film, it's about the experience again. And I think that's largely because, you know, in the 50s, TV came in and the cinema had to be escalated into this kind of a silent space, and they had to innovate to try and get people back into the cinemas again with the big widescreen and the colour and all that kind of stuff. And in today's society, I think the same thing is kind of happening. There's new experiences like 4D cinema and things like that. And
yeah, we were kind of surprised, I think, when we interviewed people of how we I think assumed that people would have a memory, a very distinct memory of wanting to go to see, you know, a Clark Gable film, or they had a specific reason why they'd go to the cinema. But actually, mostly we found in the 40s and 50s and 60s, a lot of them were just going for the social occasion, and they didn't even remember what the film was.
Yeah, it was an excuse to dress up and to spot the local local talent.
There's romance opportunities.
Booing at the screen.
Very interactive.
Okay. They took it as much more real, maybe, than we're inclined to. We're more cynical, I suppose, as modern film goers.
I think a lot of them did want to go to escape. We have a lot of interviews with people who talk about wanting to escape kind of a drab reality, you know, that this was a way of getting away and escaping and kind of enveloping yourself in the dark for. But it was also a social thing, and it was a social occasion for kids to meet up outside of their parents and not have them in control.
Now, we're going to pop to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue a fascinating conversation.
This is COY 104 FM.
Delighted to say that we're still joined in studio by Gwenda and Dan, and we are talking about movie memories. Now, guys, I was saying to you there off air, you have the most beautiful video up on the website corkmoviememories.com. And for anybody that is listening, if you want to get a kind of a snapshot as to what all of this is about, I highly recommend you go on and you have a look at it, because it is the most beautifully made trailer for this documentary. There is a gentleman in it. We spoke about this off air. There is a beautiful moment captured where the camera stays on an older gentleman, and he's watching the screen and he wells up a little bit, and all he says is, "That was a great scene." And I just thought, genius, first of all, for leaving the camera on him. But can you explain, I suppose, a little bit behind the sentiment?
Okay.
Why does this mean so much?
Well, that particular gentleman, his memories of cinema going were in centred around Dunmanway in West Cork, and he used to go to the cinema, I guess, back in the 40s and 50s with his sister, and it was the highlight of their week. They would go every single week and they would go to matinees. And I think for him, he was passionate about films, and he had real love of Westerns, and it was a real sense of escapism for him. And I guess we asked him to come in and do an interview. He's actually my uncle, but I knew a lot of that he was a big cinema goer, so that's why I asked him, would he do an interview? And he was kind of very reluctant to do an interview because he's kind of quite retiring and shy. But he was persuaded, and he was very nervous, and he came to be interviewed down. We actually used the Cameo Cinema up in the Montanotti Hotel as a venue. He came down from Dublin, and I think once he started talking, it all came back. His whole childhood came back, growing up in West Cork, and how important, now he understands how important that was. He's been living in Dublin for years. Also remembering people that had gone and that have passed on, and remembering what it was like to grow up in a small town in the 40s and 50s. And his sister is his only sibling left, and so the shared memories of going to the cinema together. And then we decided to show, and we had asked in advance, we'd asked, what are your favourite films, or what films might have stood out? And some people said whatever film, that some of them didn't have any particular favourites, but he mentioned Shane, the Western from the 1950s. And so we had the great idea of showing him a little bit of the film at the end of his interview, and Dan left the camera on, and he became very emotional about it. And it was actually it's a very moving moment, because I think it kind of captures the spirit of what we're trying to do in the documentary, try to convey the sense of how powerful cinema can be and how much it can help define our lives. And when we look back at our childhood in particular, sometimes the memories are very strong, maybe even stronger than memories of more recent times. So to capture that moment, he's kind of embarrassed about it now, and he says, "Oh, you shouldn't have left the camera on me." But he understands the power of that moment. And I think the people who've seen the documentary so far have all remarked on that particular scene. So it's hopefully something that we wanted to capture. We have a few moments like that, where we have very light-hearted moments as well, and some very funny moments in the documentary. But we also have the more kind of poignant and nostalgic moments, such as Tony's interview.
Well, it is nostalgic for a lot of people looking back on their cinema going days, possibly in their youth, before life ran away with them, and etc. So just to recap, Movie Memories Weekend in Youghal on Friday the 9th of November at 1:30 in the Regal. There's a showing of the 40-minute documentary, and it's based on the film-going experiences of people in County Cork. And then it's repeated again, a portion could be repeated again on Saturday in the Mall Arts Centre, but mainly the Mall Arts Centre. It's the Movie Memories Roadshow, and they have a memory booth, and they're going to be collecting memories from people, hopefully written and verbal, about their movie going days in the earlier days of cinema. And it's great to have a cinema open here again in Youghal. And in the Mall Arts Centre on Saturday the 10th of November, that begins at 12, and both events are free. So we're talking with Gwenda Young, a lecturer in the Department of Film and Screen Media in UCC, and the practitioner in residence, Dan O'Connell.
Yep.
Dan O'Connell, glad I got that right. And they have made a documentary about movie-going memories in Youghal. Now, you were saying that Skull kind of, I suppose it sort of scratched an itch, and you sort of went, oh, yeah, that's the Fastnet Film Festival down there. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about that.
I suppose, in a way, the Fastnet Film Festival has kind of, in a way, inspired us to come up with this documentary. And it's because it's actually a festival that doesn't have a screen. So they don't have a cinema in Skull, but they run a very large film festival down there every year. It's one of the industry's biggest festivals in Ireland now. And they don't have any cinemas. So what they do is they turn pubs, restaurants, horse boxes, tents, cupboards under the stairs, and they turn them all into screening venues, little cinemas, little pop-up cinemas.
That's incredible.
And that same spirit, that kind of vibe of what is a cinema and what is cinema, what does it mean to a community, is the same kind of idea as what inspired us to make the documentary Movie Memories. And in a way, it kind of encapsulates a lot of the ideas of the rural towns. So a lot of the towns didn't have cinemas, so you'd have people like Duffy's Circus would come and they'd visit a particular town, they'd take a parochial hall or something like that, and they'd convert it for one night only into a cinema, and people would flock to see the cinema, and it was a travelling show, and those kind of ideas kind of fed into one another. And then the organisers of the Fastnet Film Festival were very kind as well in helping us find people to be interviewed on camera as well. And one of the organisers of the Fastnet Film Festival is featured in the documentary as well. So they've been very helpful in helping us put the documentary together, but also screening the documentary. So we had our premiere screening in a mobile cinema in Skull, which was in May last year, and they very kindly gave us this huge Arctic truck that was converted into a cinema, and the sides expanded out, and all the seats popped up, and you sit inside in this truck.
I've seen one of those.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Fantastic. Yeah. So that's where we had our premiere.
That was wonderful. So
and we had a lot of our interviewees came, so that was great. They came with their families, and we also were really, really lucky to have Carmel Winters, the filmmaker, coming to introduce it for us and to do the Q&A. And it's really great now because Carmel, of course, has just won an award at the Toronto Film Festival, and she's going to be premiering her new film at the Cork Film Festival. So we were really blessed to have her involved. I mean, Carmel has also been our film artist in residence in UCC in 2014, so we have a nice link with her, and she's very much interested. She grew up in Kanturk, which is one of the areas that we feature in the film, in the Cozy Cinema, which was quite a famous cinema. I just want to also mention, in case we forget, that the documentary and this project, Cork Movie Memories, which is ongoing, and the roadshow and so on, it's all supported by funding from Creative Ireland through Cork County Council, and also through UCC, the College of Arts. So I just want to kind of shout out to them, to thank them for all the support that they've done to give us the opportunity to make this project happen and to involve people. And of course, the other thing is to say that we hope that people in Youghal will turn up to the movie screening on the Friday night, Friday afternoon, and then on Saturday to the roadshow. But it's all about involving people and involving communities, and that's really what we're interested in hearing. It's everybody's memories, young and old.
And we have a website at the moment. We have like four or five articles online. But the idea with the website actually is to create an online archive of movie going memories. So the idea is that we'd have all our interviews online, they'll all be put up there, and we'll have written articles, images, and any memories that we get in our memory booth will be put online, and people will be able to navigate and browse, look for specific memories and things like that. So that's kind of the ultimate goal for us, is to create this online archive.
We have one up there already, which is a written piece by a woman, Fionnuala Smith, in Cove. She runs a photography studio there, and she has a memory of actually a really significant memory. She doesn't have the memory. Her mother was attending the cinema and went into labour while she was watching a film. And so Fionnuala entered the world kind of through cinema. So there's a little memory from her and a photograph and a little bit about Cove cinema. So if you check out our corkmoviememories.com website, you'll see what Dan is talking about is the combination of visual images, podcasts and so on, and also written anecdotes and history in the background of particular areas of cinema.
Mm. Very good. It sounds absolutely brilliant. And will you be taking the roadshow further on?
That's the plan. We're hoping to. We had to have it in Yall as a premiere.
That's the inaugural.
Because, you know, as you all know, I'm sure that Yall is the cradle of Irish filmmaking. You know, it's where Irish filmmaking was born. 1904, we have the Horgan brothers filming the procession of Edward VII, I think it is, in Lismore Castle. So, you know, before he's like the Horgan brothers are kind of the first native filmmakers. Before that, of course, there were other cameramen coming in from the UK and from France to film. But, you know, in 1904, we have the birth of the Irish filmmaking industry. So it's really appropriate to bring this film, which is all about cinema and the power of cinema and the power of films, to Yall first.
Where it all began.
Where it all began.
Very good. And on that note, we'll just say that I hope you get a wonderful turnout to both events, the 9th of November in the Regal at 1:30 and the Mall Arts Centre on Saturday the 10th at 12 p.m. noon. Both slightly different things. The showing in the Regal is of the movie memories, followed by cocktails. And the Saturday is more what you're calling the movie memories roadshow. And it's sort of an information gathering and information distributing event. So they both sound absolutely wonderful. And as you say, it was wonderful to hear you say, Yall, the cradle of filmmaking in Ireland. So the best of luck to you, and it was an absolute delight talking to you, Gwenda and Dan.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us in. Thank you.